Ditto by Katrina Miller.
Hey guys, what is the correct answer? A, my name is Emma, I never had a twin sister called Amy. Or is it B, my name is Emma, I had a twin sister called Amy, but she died at birth. Or is it C, I had a twin sister called Amy, but I got pissed one night, made her sit beside me in a car I stole, crashed it, and she shot through the window and died. Keep tuned for the answer. Lol, Emma. I was in an accident. Mum said everything would be fine if I did what they said at the hospital. I was there for a long time. Was I mad or something? I think it was a long time. And I think I was mad. When I came home, I searched the house. Then I remembered. I knew I couldn't mention her name, because if I did, the tip of Mum's nose would go red and she would twist her mouth from side to side to stop herself from you-know-what thing. I don't have a dad. 14's a funny age, the doctor told my mum. Funny? It's hilarious! I shouted from a hospital bed, loaded up with the antipsychotic drug called haloperidol. What a lovely name, I thought. But then they stopped it, and it was time to go home. My own bed felt good, compared to the hospital one, and my room had suddenly become very spacious without the bed opposite. Which just goes to show, if you look hard enough, you'll always find a positive. In the corner, Mum and Granny, in an attempt to fill in the gaps, had put an easel from the works with a really cheesy print of Van Gogh's sunflowers propped on its lintel. Isn't it pretty? Said Granny, in her granny voice. I nodded, nicely, to agree, but I didn't feel nice. And when Granny opened the door and left, I began to ache, as if something had taken up every piece of smile I had ever owned and locked them in a keyless box. On Saturday morning, Mum left me alone to watch a boat on fire. I heard her whisper to Sam MacArthur next door that I was on the mend. From the lounge, I watched plumes of dark, thick smoke with fragments of boat in them twist up into the sky and melt into the clouds. How strange, I thought, that something could catch fire in the sea. With Mum out, I began the search for photos. I found an old one from Primary 5 hidden behind a map in the bureau drawer. Two peas in a pod, Granny would say. My little Emma and Amy, two little peas in a pod. Bless you. Well, we are identical, Amy said, her skinny arm resting defiantly on her hip. I would follow, copying her every move without even thinking, and vice versa. What do you like? Said Granny. You're a right couple of little madams. And then she'd repeat herself. Two peas in a pod, without even a freckle of difference between either of you. I suppose we are basically one person split in two, I said boldly, long before I studied biology at school. I was clever, but now solitary in the pea pod. I rattled, alone, sore, only too aware that my sentences would no longer be crashed mid-conversation, or that I would never again suffer a bony punch in the arm for warning her not to copy the way I tied my tie, or hitched my skirt to dangerous levels. I found the mirror propped up against the wall in Mum's room. I lay on the floor and looked in. My eyes looked sad. Hello, you, I said, a vague smile breaking my face for the first time since. I'm sorry, I continued. I'm so sorry. I waited a few seconds, mesmerized by some mottled stains that moved like fluid across the inside of the glass. Hello, you, she whispered, her eyes as sad as mine. Miss you, I said. Ditto, she returned. Ditto back, I replied. Are you okay? I asked. I am now, she answered, her smile equaling my smile. Why are we whispering? We asked in unison, and then we just laughed at the craziness of everything. Mum's looking at a boat on fire, I said, giggling, providing an excuse for more hysterical laughter. Go and put on Granny's green hat, she said. I will, I replied. But first, you don't like sunflowers, do you? I asked with a conspiratorial tone in my voice. Like? No, she answered. What the? She giggled. Why? Oh, nothing, I said. That's what I thought. I could do with a nice mirror instead. If you would just care to follow me, I know exactly where I'll put you. In memory of Amy Ross, 2001 to 2014.